All right, ladies and gentlemen, that last track was
Alone in Kyoto by Air.
And it was beautiful. I'm definitely going to yoink that one. It was great. That was To Whom It May Concern at 9 p.m. on Thursdays every other week, right? Let's go. Okay, check it out. It's good stuff. Nice DJ, too. Got to support the DJs. Anyway, it is now turned over the hour. And that means that this is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tops Freeform Radio. Guys, I'm so glad to be back. I missed a week because I was in DC, which was super, super, super fun. Do not get me wrong. Great to see my former housemate. I keep using the word ex to describe things that have happened in the past. So I was calling him my ex-housemate prior, and then my mom was like, call him former housemate because ex has such a like negative connotation. She's so real for that. He's a former housemate. And he has two little cats, and they were super fun to play with, and he got me into Fortnite, and that was really fun, and we checked out all kinds of, like, memorials and museums and stuff, super fun. Anyway, I was busy, missed the show. We've got a lot of really good stuff that's come out, so kind of without further ado, I think I'm gonna jump into the new Skrillex release. It's really fun, really nice vibes. I wanted to have a little mix, but, you know, the same story as usual. But I did play around with this one for a little bit alongside one of the new tracks from the Wave Dash project, which I really want to talk about because it looks super, super, super cool. I'm really excited for that. That's coming out, I think, May 3rd, 4th, 5th, one of those. It was far enough ahead that I didn't want to memorize the date because then I knew I would be waiting for it. So I'm just going to let it. It'll show up sometime closer to May. So I was playing around with that for a little bit, and some Sam Smith and Madonna that my former housemate showed me, like, so I was making a tiny mix there, but didn't have enough time to really, like, polish it, so, didn't export it or anything, but, oh well, hopefully we'll have mixes coming up shortly, but in any case, while I log in and get everything ready, here is Taka by Ahada Dream, Priya Raghu, Skrillex, and Contra. This track, it goes crazy. Oh, I have to plug in Aux 2, I've remembered. Aux 2 is the one that has better bass, or at least that's what my ears keep telling me. And let's get going. This is Taka. Or it isn't. What's going on? Come on, man. I have the volume turned up. Is it routing out to the headphone jack? It is. Okay. Let's just try that again, maybe? Well, that's really frustrating. Let's see. If I unplug the aux and just play it out loud, does it play? Yeah, it does. Okay. So we're debugging here. That's really weird. I really hope I don't have to use aux 1. I'd cry so much. I'm not that strong. Or wait a minute. Maybe I am using 1. I'm silly and goofy. Okay, here's aux 2. We're back. We are so back. Here is Taka. Again, Taka. Oh, the bass is bumping.
Take off, levitate. It's a vibe that they don't demonstrate light. Taka.
It bangs. It's so good. Skrillex has such a good control over his drum synthesis. However he makes his drums is just amazing. And also the way he organizes them, the fills in that track are just so good. And the mastering on Priya Raghu's voice, and Priya Raghu killed it too. I love the energy and the taka taka ta. It's so good. That's the new Skrillex. It wasn't a miss. Big surprise there. Sarcasm. Maybe let's go right into the song that I was going to mix it into, I think. I think this project is going to be really, really cool. Wave Dash is starting a project called Tempo. They have two songs out from it right now. There is Had to Go, which is just a single, it's just by Wave Dash. And then they did a collab with Madion called All Your Love, also featuring Toro y Moi. Moi? Moi? I don't know how to say that, because the ending looks like Moi, but it's Toro y Moi, maybe. Who knows? Anyway, my bad. But those are the first two tracks that are off of it now. It's going to be about 36 minutes total, and a 12-track mixtape, I think. And they're just going to see it, blend into each other, like a nice, coherent album usually does. But this project is, super multimedia. Wave Dash has always been very good at playing with media of all kinds of forms, I feel like, but this project, it looks super cool. Just look it up on Instagram. I really don't know how else to put it other than that, but Tempo by Wave Dash, they have a ton of different animations, and all the animations are in different styles for each of the songs, and the songs are kind of bopping. I'm really excited for this project, and it's getting a lot of eyes on it from the artists that we have come to really appreciate on this show, like Porter, Madion, Madion's on it. I really hope there's a Porter collab. I kind of have my doubts, because Porter also teased his new album, so he's going to be doing an album. He dropped his first single since the release of Nurture in 2021. And I guess that's kind of not true, because he did a collab with Skrillex as well, but this is his first solo single, and it's so good. I can't get over it. I literally cried when I listened to it. It's I think I find Porter just an incredibly inspirational person, so that definitely influenced the tears for sure. I'm just so happy to see that he's still killing it. But I'm really appreciative of this new song, because it's gonna be his third album, and it's just such a different tone from his previous two yet again. His first one, he really kind of revolutionized a lot of the EDM scene, and then he took a break for mental health stuff because he was wow, I killed it, and now I just feel like I can't kill it anymore, and it really kind of messed with his mental for a while. And then after a while of dealing with that, he got really comfortable with himself and his sound and released Nurture, which is a very emotional album that highlights a lot of the parts of his journey kind of falling back in love with music and knowing that it's what he wants to do. It's a really, really cool album. Probably one of my favorites, if not my favorite album. And yeah, then this third one is just him kind of back at it. He's like, okay, now that I'm back in music, and it seems like it's going to fit a lot more with his DJ style, where if you've ever seen a Porter Robinson DJ set, it's very different from his live shows, because he plays all kinds of memes and really aggressive music and stuff, and instead of his usually emotional stuff. So this new project is a little bit more hyper-punk, hyper-pop, punk-pop rock angst stuff. And it sounds really good. So we'll definitely get to that one later. But now that I have rambled for like 6 minutes, let's get some more music going. Here is Had to Go by Wave Dash. Very fun intro on this one too. But the groove is really, really nice. And a thing that I would like you to maybe keep your ears pointed towards, I suppose, I don't know, is in the drop part. And I think it's in both, but maybe only in the second one. There's this really cool like stutter that he does with the chord, or that they do with the chords, and then there's a bell that plays the melody, and the bell follows the stutter of the chords. So the chords kind of stutter with the melody of the bell. Sorry, let's try this over again. The chords stutter with the melody of the bell, but since the bell is actually changing its the note that it's playing, you get like a very different sound every time it hits. It's very, very cool. I don't know. Check it out. See if you can hear it.
Hey, look. This ain't no special track. This ain't no hot ass motherfucker, but we go. Oh, I like that too. Wait a minute now. We might have to rock that motherfucker.
So good. I love the harmonies in that track. It's so good. I cannot wait for this mixtape. It's definitely gonna be like, I really love sorry. That was Had to Go by Wave Dash off of their new Tempo project. Okay. Which isn't out yet. It'll be out in a month and like 10-ish days, maybe-ish. Yeah. I really, really like it. It's great. But I love albums that kind of like, you can just turn it on and they all fade into each other and it just kind of sounds like one really continuous like project. Like, you know, even though the songs can be very different, it's all very fitting together. I think like two examples that come to mind is like, I guess any album from Mariana's Trench, but specifically Masterpiece Theater has a very like lyrical theme and it's all very united. And there's a melody that kind of is in every track throughout the album, or like a melody motif at least that shows up in every part of the album. So you kind of stay grounded in it. Those songs don't blend all together, but that theming is kind of cool. For ones that blend all together, I really, really like the Black Marble project that Louis the Child dropped like randomly, let's see, a year and 5 months ago at this point. Yeah, year and 3.5. Yeah, it was like right on New Year's. Not this most recent one, but the year before that. And God, I've listened to that album in entirety like so many times. Like all of the tracks were in my top 100 from Spotify. It's just so nice to loop and just get lost in it. It's like all Amsterdam warehouse vibes. It's super, super, super fun. Definitely recommend checking out that project. Next, let's see. Wow, I've got... Oh, I should probably also say that the next DJ is not here this week. So I have 2 hours, which also means I'm like fighting demons right now because I'm admittedly kind of hungry. I forgot to eat dinner and I think also lunch. Not to be concerning to anyone. Do not worry about it. This is like, I'm so fine and I have food at home and I'll eat it when I get home. I just like totally spaced it because I had like a busier day. But yeah, there's like a 95% chance that there's like an Uber Eats order that happens in the studio so that it's there when I'm home. I shouldn't do it because I already made taco meat and I can like make tacos and it'll only take like 10 minutes. But something tells me when I get home, I'm just going to want to like eat something. And maybe that's my right. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, gosh, what do we want to play? There is new No Mana. Let's play that. It's really great. No Mana with his very classic kind of chiptune, 8-bitty electro style, and really, really, really clean mastering on the vocals. Like, I cannot get over how just ethereal these sound. It sounds like he's speaking to you from like kind of everywhere at once. It's real great. And then he puts like the trance gate slash like a flutter effect on the vocals towards the end. It's real nice. Let's get into it. Here is Falling in Love by No Mana, Vowel, and Layla Diamondy.
I like the way that you say my name in the evening when we're far away from distractions. This song is special about the time of night. You like how I get into the mood, treat you like a memoir, I allude. This song is special about the time of night. This song is special between you and I.
Thank you.
So good. I love that outro too, though, like switch up to put like a nice filter over it and bring the octave down. I think maybe, I don't know if it was an octave fully, but it kind of sounds like it in my very limited ability to perceive sound. That's not true. I perceive a lot of sound, but I'm nowhere near it's P, perfect pitch. That is it. Oh my goodness, I should have known that earlier. Anyway, that was Falling in Love by No Mana, Vowel, and Layla Diamondy. Very nice track, and definitely recommend checking out more of No Mana. I've played some of his stuff on the show before, but I really like his style. Super, super cool. Let us see. One of these days, I'm gonna have like a whole plan of things that I want to talk about, and I kind of have that now. There's a new Blank EP that I really want to get into a little bit. At some point, I also found a Tristam album that only made me cry like 6 times, so we'll definitely be playing some of those songs. And then let's see. This is really entertaining, I'm sure. We've also got new Whipped Cream. The new Whipped Cream is kind of nice, and I think it probably follows up well with the last track because it's very kind of similar vibes, if I remember correctly. But I may not. But it's good. If I recall, it's got the very classic, like, whipped cream, ethereal vocals, and, like, drillish beats. So let's get into it. This is called Still by Whipped Cream. I believe it just came out March 14th, so very recently. Here you go. Thank you. really, really nice. And yeah, I was kind of right on the money. It's got some nice drill beats and very much the whipped cream kind of ethereal, like just toss a reverb on it and then toss a reverb on that reverb and then a reverb on that reverb and let it ride. No, I'm pretty sure she's just holding the note, but I really like the effect on her vocals there. On that note, let's just keep it going with this kind of like ethereal sad boy hour rave music. It's kind of, I'm liking the vibe. I'm just walking around in the studio kind of bopping my head. Hopefully you guys are digging it too. Maybe not exactly workout music for those of you using this to work out. Don't worry, since we just played some whipped cream, I think it would be fun to play a track and get into a little bit of the lore of some of the artists as well a little later, and that one is definitely pretty heavy. And we also got some really nice heavy stuff coming later. But for now, I'm going to keep this vibe going for a little bit. Maybe we'll have any form of consistency on this show for the first time ever. Here is Go Ghost by Kiss I'm Jow.
Catch me when the sun is rising. Shoes are in my hand, real classy. The price tag's on my new dress. I return it back on a Tuesday. I've been finding ways to get you off my mind. Saying I don't usually do this, but that only works so many times. Now I just wanna go, go, go.
I really like that song. I just found it today. I was listening to, there's like a Spotify playlist called Planet Rave, because I just wanted like buzzy, energetic music for a little bit. Mostly because I think I'm realizing that I kind of hate my job. I've always kind of, I don't want to say always, but over the past couple of years, I've struggled a little bit with motivation. It's very related to my mental health and like depression and stuff like that. I'm kind of starting to realize I might just not be motivated at work because it sucks really bad. I have a degree for coding and I'm just writing Word documents like all the time. It kind of makes me not want to do that anymore, but it's fine. It's really relieving, honestly, to realize that it might not be a me thing and that I just need to kind of find my place in the workforce or at least at work. There's a lot of other projects there that hopefully I can get on a little later. But anyway, I'm using rave music to basically carry me through any documentation that I need to write and or read. Super, super fun. I'm kind of peeved because, like, not very many of the Ultra sets are out yet, or at least last time I checked, I missed Ultra. Missed as in, like, I wasn't planning on going. I was already going to DC, and even, like, before I made plans to go to DC, I wasn't planning on going to Ultra. But, like, seeing some of my friends who did go and their stories, oh my goodness, I had so much FOMO. It looked so sick. And I really hope some of those sets get dropped because I love playing like live show recordings while I'm at work. I've watched a Space Laces one like 25 times probably. It's real good. Probably fitting into that idea of like I love those albums that just like play into each other all the time, or like play like it's a very smooth, continuous kind of like a mixtape. Anyway. Also, Go Ghost came out like last month, so that's pretty new as well. Very nice, and I'm probably gonna have to check out more of Kissam Jow's stuff because her voice is really, really pretty in that song too. I dig it. Anyway, let's get a little more aggressive, shall we? Since we played some what did I say earlier? Whipped Cream. Here's some fun little lore for you. And should we gonna go? Yeah, we will. So Kaizo is a music producer who is actually working with Space Laces and Must Die on a new project called Hive Mind. It's gonna be sick. Anyway, Kaizo has this album called New Breed. Kaizo dated another music producer named Cray for like a couple years, and then Kaizo kind of ran into some like mental health stuff and was like, I need therapy. I need like relationship therapy. I feel like I'm being a toxic partner. And she's like, I kind of agree, but I appreciate you like wanting to do this. And then he like went to therapy. It didn't really work out between them. They broke up. Then Kaizo started dating Whipped Cream a little bit later. And then something happened between them, which I don't know. And Kaizo and Cray are back together after that. And they wrote this like song together after all of that. And I think that, like, context is really kind of cool. I don't know how to describe it other than, like, Kaizo and Cray, they kind of feel like that one of those couples that was, like, that was made for each other. They're very just cute and very similar energy, and they complement each other's strengths in a really powerful way. And so it's cool to hear this song where they're both, like, obviously filled with like such emotion and anger, but like they still were able to resolve it in the end. I don't know, it's very inspiring. So like find your Cray and or your Kaizo, and don't be afraid of I almost broke the FCC rules. If stuff hits the fan every once in a while, sometimes when you know. Anyway, here is Love Me, Hate Me, and this is gonna be a vibe switch. And from here on, we're probably gonna be playing some heavier stuff too. So buckle in and let's get to it.
Spin my emotions, never let the evil grow, but the growing, yeah.
Super, super, super fun track. Love the energy in that. And again, like with the lore of it all, it's just like, I don't know. I think music is very healing, and it's very cool to see this like couple figure all this stuff out and then like pour it into this song of like, wow, we really went through it all and this is everything we've been feeling and let's just get it out. And they're happy now, or at least still are happy together. I think that's really cool. I found like music has been like really helpful for me in like processing my emotions, whether I'm like listening to other people's music or like writing my own lyrics and just like singing them around the house or something. Like it can be really nice to kind of fit it into a rhythm or a groove. I don't know if there's something about like having a flux of kind of undefined emotions and thoughts and stuff and being able to fit them to a consistent and like secure groove, if that makes sense. Like I think that gives me a little bit of grounding in like my thoughts, is like, okay, I need to like finish up this line, it needs to rhyme with something like this, and this is the idea I'm trying to get across. And then that just like limits all of the words and information that I can use in that scope. It's like, okay, it turns into more of like almost like problem solving, I don't know. Yeah, music's great. I love music. Let's get into it. Anyway, really, really fun track, like that one. And there's also a really good remix of it. I believe it's a VIP by Just Kaizo. I don't know if Cray also worked on the VIP. Again, if you're new to the show, EDM or anything in general, VIP is Variants in Production. It's basically a remix made by the same artist who did the song, who might have wanted to take it in a different direction. I'm just going to play a little bit of this one because I love the bass in this one. Like, Love Me, Hate Me is very like alternative, almost like metal rock, or not metal, but like kind of heavier rock. This one makes it very tech. No, that's not really the right word for it, but you'll hear it. It's very like very bassy. It's very ravey. So let's just get like, let me see if I can skip into it a little bit. Yeah. Here we go. Get ready for this. It sounds really sick. I like it. I like that one a lot too. I like them both. They both have their own kind of energies to it, but that one is very like, you know, pump your fist and bop your head. I dig it. It's real great. Also really like the lyrics in that song. I think they're very, the like juxtaposition is very obvious, but very, fun. Like the, if you love me, set me free is like, oh, that doesn't really make any sense. It's like, if you hate me, then stay with me. And it's like, that doesn't really make any sense either. I mean, you're the last thing that I need. Okay, but I hope you never leave. Oh, that doesn't really make any sense either. And that's because like, they went through some stuff that doesn't make any sense, you know? Like, that's just how it goes. I think it's a very fun song. Definitely recommend checking out the whole New Breed album, honestly. Really cool. And the track New Breed itself is a, not like remake, but like it uses all the same samples and style of a track that he released on Monster Cat in 2018? 2017? Let's see, what was that even called? It was called This Feeling? Question mark? Scrolling down. We're in 2019. We're in 2018. Wow, it goes down. 2017? This Time is what it's called. Yeah, 2017. So then like 6 years later, did kind of like a remix slash like remake, I guess, of the song with like newer production styles. Sounds really sick. I dig it a lot. So go check that one out. While we're playing some of the heavier stuff and some of the like metal stuff, why don't we get into some Bloody Beetroots? This is a collab with Jet. I don't know if you guys know Jet. If you're EDM heads, you may not know Jet, but like Really popular song by them is Are You Gonna Be My Girl. Just a fantastic guitar groove on that track, and like the energy and the attitude in it is just so fun. Like music really did get close to peaking with that song, honestly. I think it's such a fun groove. But Bloody Beetroots is like an EDM project that actually got Jet to collab with them and do some vocals. And it sounds really sick. So here is My Name is Thunder. Have fun with some of the arpeggiators in this track, and like the melodies on some of the synths are like really wild. So go check it out. Also, scream it. It's super fun. Your Name is Thunder. Slay Queen. Good. I love it. Scream it loud, dude. It sounds so good. Bloody Beetroots is a super fun project too. Definitely go check out. Let's see, what are some of my faves from Bloody Beetroots? My Name is Thunder, very great. Off of the same album, which is called The Great Electronic Swindle, which is fantastic. We honestly may even play one more track from it, because it's real good. There's also a rock version of that if you weren't a big fan of the electronic but you liked the orchestration. There's one that's, it's all guitars, and it sounds really good. Or at least guitars, but less electronic editing. I think the electronic version still uses guitars. It's just a lot more pedals and effects and stuff. And it makes me want to learn guitar, honestly, but I can't be trusted with a guitar right now. I'm absolutely going to be saying some, like, sappy crap all the time. No, that's good for you, too, but I don't want to be, like, the guy with a guitar. You know, you've seen the Barbie movie. You know how it goes. But... let's see, what is, there's another one off of this album. There's Nothing But Love that I found today, which is real good. But Saint Bass City Rockers, that's it. Very fun groove on that one as well. Go check that out. They also had some Monster Cat releases at some point. I think they have a track called Elevate and another track called just, I think it's called Run with Shock One. And they're just yelling in it. It's so good. Very, very fun. But Bloody Beetroots, let's read a little bit about it. He's always been very inspired by like punk rock and comics together. So think like Obi from Spider-Verse, like Spider-Punk or whatever. Like this is, in my head, this is like the music that he's listening to all the time, is this kind of like edgy rock meets dance hybrid stuff, because it's boundary breaking, and it also has the kind of like fun rule breaking self-referential stuff, like in that first track, or My Name is Thunder, he's already saying like, we'll just make a party and find all the people that are going to turn this song up, and it's like, it's fun, it's very fun and very like story-esque, I feel like. So that's a really fun album. We might jump back to Nothing But Love. Maybe we'll just play it right now. It's pretty decent. I like the there's a really nice jump. Like, the drop kind of comes out of nowhere, I feel like. And it's really groovy. So, yeah, you know what? Screw it. We've got time. Oh, do we, actually? 10:52. I have to do a PSA. I think that can be... Well, you know what? We'll do a PSA right now. Because I think it's okay if it's not within the 55... Or the 5 to 55 part of the hour. But just in case it has to be before the 55 of the hour... Let's talk about organ donation. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the US, 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Hello, anyone reading this, hope you're doing well, because I'm feeling alive right now at the ripe time of 2:34 a.m. That's a little doodle that someone wrote on this PSA. I am doing well. Honestly, we're going through it for sure, but I do feel more alive and committed to life than I have in a long time, maybe ever, and it feels really good. We don't have to dive too much into that, but I don't know. I'm learning a lot about myself this year, and it's just I'm making some progress, and it feels really good in some directions, I feel like. So yeah, I am feeling good, random stranger who wrote that. And I hope you were having a great time at 2:34 a.m. because nothing beats this studio at night. I'm loving the vibes already. And this is night enough for me because there's no one around. It's dark out. I can't really see. Feels very liminal. I love it. Okay, let's see. Where else are we going to go? I was going to play that other Bloody Beetroot song, wasn't I? Let's do that while we're already here on the album. This is Nothing But Love by the Bloody Beetroots featuring Jay Buchanan. Very pretty at the start as well, but don't be fooled. Maybe don't turn your volume up too much.
Took away from me, and the way you made
real good. I love his voice. It sounds great. And I love how like intense the drop just comes out of like nowhere. Like you've just got this like really pretty piano and then it's just raw. It feels good, dude. That was Nothing But Love by the Bloody Beetroots. And this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's about a minute and a half left of the show, but wait, there's more. I have one more hour left, and we are going to be playing even more crazy, crazy music. I hope you are ready for it. Let's see. What do we want? I want to make sure we get the Porter song in. It's real good. It might be a little bit of a vibe switch at this point, so we might hold off on that one, see if we can ease back into that. I do kind of want to play some of the Blank stuff, and I want to play one of the remixes from the Virtual Riot DLC that I was talking about last show. I don't think I got to play any of the remixes because I believe, let me check when this album came out, but my understanding is that it came out after my last show, March 15th. This came out the day after my last show. These remixes are crazy. This project is definitely, this album, I love it a lot. I really, really, I'm going to try and finish some sentences here, but one of my favorite tracks from the album was Fork Funeral, because it has just really cool, like, chaotic generative synthesis in it. But it does have these, like, kind of a weird, like, rhythm-y section that I wasn't a huge fan of. It got two remixes. It's like one of the only tracks on the album that got two remixes.